Julie, truth or dare? Jenna questioned.
Truth, Julie replied like it was obvious.
As usual, I murmured as I rolled my soft brown eyes.
Okay, Jenna smiled mischievously. Who's your best friend?
Of course you are, Jenna. I mean, who else would it be? Julie laughed and threw her strawberry blonde hair back as she wrapped her arm around Jenna.
I felt like a rejected pet. So what? She's turned into just another girly, stuck-up brat, just like them all, ever since her parents won the lottery last year. My heart sank. I missed the old Julie from Teaneck, New Jersey, before she moved to Beverly Hills. We were exactly the same, sporty, brave, and BFFs.
Bella, truth or dare? Lily, Julie's excuse of a friend, asked.
Dare, I replied instantly.
Okay. I dare you to call Bloody Mary's ghost from out of the mirror in the bathroom.
No biggie, let's go. I started to get up, hoping they would stop me, but all they did was stare and gasp as I carefully twisted the doorknob.
Well, here I go, walking to my doom. It was nice to know you all.
As I threw the door open, a light bulb turned on in my head. I whispered to myself, this is totally gonna work. I shrieked as loud and realistically as I could. She's got me! I grinned from ear to ear as I heard footsteps stomping closer and closer. The girls whipped the door open with scared and worried looks on their face. I dropped to the floor in laughter.
Soon Julie realized that I had tricked them and yelled, don't ever do that again. That totally freaked us out.
Yeah, agreed her gang.
I just wanted you guys to do it with me, I admitted.
Well, we're here now, so whatevs, Julie sighed.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, come out and talk to us, I called nervously. Disappointingly, not a thing showed up anywhere. Then Julie and Lily and I started to walk out to the door.
Wait, guys, I think she's here. Jenna was pointing to the mirror with a pale face and shaking body.
No way, it's probably just your reflection, Dumbo, Julie insulted.
Just take a look. There's even ooey gooey red stuff coming out of from her. Everywhere.
It's just your ugly red lipstick, you idiot. Just hurry up so we can get some sleep. Hello, who dares to wake me from my beauty sleep?
You could use some, murmured Julie.
We all jumped out of her skin once we realized that there really was something in the mirror. A bloody, ugly, dead woman.
I want an answer, or one of you is not coming back.
Okay.
The unknown voice sounded like it hadn't been used for 1,000 years.
Yes, I hope Julie is that one person. Just another girly suck-up rag like them all. A way to teach her a lesson. Magically, my legs started to walk me to the mirror. I stared at the ghost and realized that if I didn't say something soon, I would be the goner.
Hi. My friends and I just wanted to talk to you. Lily dared me to see if the whole bloody Mary thing would actually work.
Well, then you shall be coming with me. With that, she grabbed my hand and yanked me into the mirror. Suddenly, I wouldn't go all the way through.
I looked back and noticed that, of all people, Julie was holding my leg and actually saving me from being trapped inside this mirror. Bloody Mary finally let go, but she didn't give up. She politely picked up her dress and stepped out of the mirror to land right on me. I pressed my jaws shut so a scream couldn't make its way out. I inched towards the door, hoping that I could make it out alive. But just as I reached the door handle, I heard a click. The door locked. Bloody Mary must have locked it. My heart was pounding as loud as a person trapped in a meat locker. I turned back to see that Bloody Mary disappeared, but then reappeared right on top of me.
Ew! A dead zombie just landed on me! Somebody help me!
Of course, I passed out, right then and there. Why does it always have to happen to me? During the best parts, I pass out or something ridiculous.
It's time for breakfast, Julie's mom yelled down the stairs.